Lord, we want to thank you for each one who is here today.
主啊, 我们感谢每一个参加今天学习的人。
And the fact is, Lord, we've come because we want to learn from the Bible truths that will change our lives and make us more like Jesus.
主啊, 事实上呢, 我们来到这里学习呢, 圣经是呢, 我们要学习圣经里的真理, 然后呢, 应用到我们的人生, 让我们更像主耶稣基督。
And thank you for sending Joanna back with us, Lord. We're excited that she's here. We thank you for the good influence she had on many of us when she was here a few years ago.
感谢您把Joanna今天也带到这里来。我们非常感激她，就是说在很多年前呢，她在这里呢产生了影响。
So now, Lord, we turn to read the truths of the Word of God, and we pray that you will speak to each of our hearts through it.
主啊，我们现在转向神的真理，就是说，是我们祷告您呢，会通过圣经呢，向我们每个人的内心讲话。
We give thanks again now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们再次献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen. Amen.
Well, again, welcome to you all. We're going to start our studies in Exodus chapter 9. And verse 13.
所以在这呢，就是欢迎大家。我们今天开始呢，学习出埃及记第九章十三节。
The Lord had sent six plagues to Pharaoh and Egypt against their mockery of God, their enslavement of the people whom God had chosen. And so the six plagues had come. They didn't know what was coming next. But they refused to let the people go.
因为主呢降下了，就是已经降下了六灾给那个法老身上，还有这些埃及人上，因为他们呢谩骂神，然后呢就掳掠神的子民，所以呢他为了警告他们，但是他们呢仍然不让以色列人走。And
I am consistently amazed at the reluctance, the resistance, and the reluctance that people have to follow the ways of God. How foolish.
因为我呢，就是一直觉得呢，这些人他是多么的愚蠢。尽管是在这样的情况下，他们还是很难去信神，去跟从神是多么的愚蠢。
So verse 13 says, Then the Lord said to Moses, Rise early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh and say to him, Thus saith the Lord God of the Hebrews, Let my people go, that they may serve me.
第十三节，耶和华对摩西说：“你清早起来，站在法老面前，对他说：‘耶和华希伯来人的神如此说：容我的百姓去，可以侍奉我。’”And
it's interesting, the Lord takes the initiative to remind these people again that He is God and they must obey Him.
因为这个呢非常有意思的是主呢，最开始呢就提醒这些人呢，他是神，他们必须呢顺服他。
He says, verse 14, For at this time I will send all my plagues to your very heart, and on your servants, and on your people, that you may know that there is none like me in all the earth.
第十四节说，因为这一次我要叫一切的灾降临在你的心、你的臣仆和你的百姓，叫你知道全地上没有像我的。
It's interesting. He says, I'm going to send these plagues to your very heart. I'm not just going to speak to you on the outside. I'm going to speak to you on the inside.
非常有意思的那种说呢，我要降下灾难到你们的内心，并不是说只是你们的外边，完全呢要对你们的内心说话。
And my plagues are going to be not only on you, but on your servants and on your people.
因为就是说，我的那个降下的灾呢，不仅仅只是降在你身上，而且降在你的臣仆和你的百姓身上。
Verse 15, he says, Now, if I had stretched out my hand and struck you and your people with pestilence, then you would have been cut off from the earth.
第十五节说，我若伸手用瘟疫击打你和你的百姓，你早就从地上被剪除了。 So
the warning is that if he had gone as far as he should have gone and could have gone, they all would have died.
因为现在的警告呢，就是说是如果他呢去做神去做他应该做的事情，已经做到那个份儿上了，这些人全都死光了。
We tend to think that the judgment of God, against us is, almost unjustified. That whatever we got, we didn't deserve. It's not fair what I got, we often say.
我们通常呢，就是说呢，神呢对我们的审判呢，基本上呢就是说不公平的，因为就是说是如果我们所受到的这样的惩罚，不管我们得到什么，都是我们不该得的，因此是不公平的。
And God says, actually, that's not the case. If I gave you what you deserve, it would have been far worse.
所以神说呢，实际上呢，远远不止如此。如果呢，我给你该得的东西，那比这个要可怕得多。
So we often estimate ourselves as being pretty good and God as being unfair. It's not that way at all. God is good, and the way we treat ourselves is not fair to others.
在这个里面，我们通常呢认为我们自己呢是非常好的人呢，神呢他对我们呢是不公平的，但实际上呢情况完全不是这样的，因为神是非常的美善的，我们对待其他人的方式呢通常呢都是不公平的。
But verse 16, he says, "But indeed, for this purpose I have raised you up, that I may show my power in you, and that my name may be declared in all the earth."
第十六节说，其实我叫你成立，是特要向你显我的大能，并要使我的名传遍全地。
So are these stories important?
这些故事是重要的吗？
Yes.
是。
Why did God tell these stories?
为什么神要讲这些故事？
In order that the whole earth would realize that God is a God and He's a God of great power and He's a God who must be obeyed.
所以呢，以便呢，让整个世界呢，就是说认识神主呢，他是一个非常有大能的主，所有的人呢，必须要顺服他。
And so he's basically saying to them, "You haven't paid any attention, but this is what we're going to do." Verse 17. As yet, you exalt yourself against my people, in that you will not let them go. Behold, tomorrow, about this time, I will cause very heavy hail to rain down, such as not been in Egypt since its founding until now.
因为基本上说呢，到目前为止呢，你们还没有引起注意，所以在十七节主说呢，你还向我的百姓自高，不容他们去吗？第十八节说："看呐，到明天约在这个时候，我必叫重大的冰雹降下。自从埃及立国以来，没有这样的冰雹。"
He says, therefore, verse 19, "Send now and gather your livestock and all that you have in the field, for the hail shall come down on every man and every beast which is found in the field and is not brought home." And they shall die.
第十九节说："现在你要差人把你的牲畜和你田间一切所有的鸡笼起来，凡在田间不收回家的，无论是人是兽，冰雹必降在他们身上，他们就必死。"
Now this is no ordinary hail.
这个不是普通的冰雹。
Oftentimes there's a little bit of hail, and we kind of like looking at it. When I was younger, I used to like to walk outside in the hail. And see the little hailstones bounce on the road, and I thought it was a lot of fun.
所以通常呢，这个呢，我们这里呢降下一些冰雹，冰雹呢它就是个普通冰雹。当我还是个小孩的时候呢，我通常呢下冰雹的时候呢，我会出去往外看，看到这些冰雹呢砸在地上的时候呢，其实很多乐趣在里面。
And so the Lord is warning them ahead now, and He says, "You'd better bring your livestock in." You'd better come in yourself, because if you stay outside, you will die. The hail will be so heavy, you will die.
女主呢提前警告他们说呢，你们最好把那个牲畜和田间的一切走物都收容起来，不要待在外面。如果你待在外面的话，那你就必死。
So what would you have done if you'd been there?
如果你在那里，你会怎么做？
Well, you'd say, if that's what God is going to do, I think I'm going to come inside.
你说呢？如果神准备这么做的话呢，我就应该躲在屋子里。
How big do you think the hailstones were?
所以呢，你就是说，你认为这个冰雹呢，就是它要降下来的有多大？
Sometimes you'll see a picture of a hailstone. Sometimes it's almost as big as a man's hand.
所以有时候呢，你看到那个大的冰雹呢，有时候呢，它有那个人的一个拳头那么大。
And I think if you'd been there, you would have said, I'm not staying around for that. I'm going inside.
因为我认为呢，如果你待在那里，你说呢，我不会自己待在外面，我要进到里面去。
Where would you go if you went inside?
因为呢，如果你进去了以后，你该待在哪里？
I'd go to the basement.
我呢，躲在地下室里。
Because the hailstone might come through the roof.
因为那个冰雹呢，有可能砸穿屋顶。
But it probably wouldn't come through the main floor.
但有可能不会砸穿那个地板。
I know that because we've had some pretty heavy loads in the main floor we had when we lived in Vancouver.
因为我知道这个，就是因为呢，我们在那个温哥华住的时候呢，我们在那个主卧室，这客厅的地板上呢，有很重的东西。
So I'll tell you the story.
所以我给你讲这个故事。
One of the fellows from our assembly had just come back from Europe. And we decided that we would let him tell us the story of what he did in Europe.
因为我们中间的教会里有个人呢，刚从欧洲回来，欧洲回来呢，所以呢，我们决定呢，邀请他呢，给我们讲一讲欧洲的情况。
So we said to him, you come to our house after the gospel meeting tonight. This was Sunday night. You come after the Sunday night meeting and you can tell us what you're tell us your story. You can do that in our living room.
这个里面就是说是啊，我跟他们说呢，今天晚上呢，你来到我家里，这是星期天的晚上，你来到我家里呢，就是跟我们告诉，在我们家客厅里告诉你在欧洲的发生的事情。
And we threw this whole plan together late in the day. So as we were driving from our home to the chapel that evening at about a quarter to seven, we said to our mother and father and my sister, the four of us were talking, and we said, who are we going to invite to come tonight?
因为我们就是计划这么去做，所以当天呢，我们从家里开车来到教堂的时候呢，当时呢就是我的父亲、我的母亲还有 Norma 还有我们四个人坐在车里，我们说呢，今天我们应该邀请谁到我们家来呢？And
we couldn't decide.
我们决定不了。So
we said, well, we'll all invite somebody.
所以呢，我就说呢，我们每个人都邀请一些人的。So
there was a large number in the building that evening, and Norma invited some, and I invited some, my mother invited some, my father invited some.
有的人呢，在教堂里有很多人，那么说呢，我邀请了一部分人， Norma 邀请一部分人，我父亲邀请了一部分，我母亲也邀请了一部分。
We got to the house that night, and all of a sudden a lot of people started coming.
因为那天我们回家了以后呢，突然呢，一大群人来了。
And some of our friends, they drove up, took one look at all the people, said, I'm going home. The wife said, I'm going home. I'm going to get some more food. They don't have enough food for all these people.
因为他们那些人呢，来的时候呢，他们就开车，他们说呢，我们要回家去准备点食物，我们带点食物去，因为这个有很多人，很多人他们可能不一定有足够的食物吃。
So we invited all the people to come in, and then we realized we didn't really have enough chairs for everybody.
因为我们邀请所有的人都来了，来了以后呢，我们在意识到呢，我们家里呢没有足够的椅子。So
we went around the house, got every extra chair we could find, put it in the living room, dining room. They were all together, and that's the people were there.
因为就是呢，我们呢就是说把家里所有的额外的椅子呢都找来，找了放在那个客厅里，放在饭厅里，然后呢让那些人坐在那。And
there were still more people. So we didn't know what to do. So we said to them, well, listen, if you can't find a seat, sit on somebody's knee.
因为就是仍然没有足够的椅子。然后我们就对他们说呢，如果你找不到座位，那你坐在别人的腿上。And
more people came.
更多的人来。And
I'd never seen it before nor since, but very often in many of the chairs, there were three people sitting in one chair.
所以呢，就是我从来没有见过这样的情况，就在那之前。 那以后也没见到，我看到那每个椅子上呢，大多数椅子上都坐着三个人。
And my father said, I don't know if the floor can hold all these people. Maybe the floor will go down to the basement.
我的父亲说呢，我不是很确定我们这个客厅的地板能不能够承受这么多人，那个地板呢有可能会塌到那个地下室去了。
And so two good things. Number one, we had a good night, and number two, the house didn't fall apart.
因为有两件事情，第一个呢就是说是我们呢有一个很好的一晚上，然后第二个好事情呢就是那个地板呢没有塌，房子没有塌。
But I think if we've been there then and realized that if the cattle and the men are outside, they're going to die, we probably would have gone to the basement, lest the floor cave in.
所以这个里面呢，就是说，我认为呢，如果站在外面呢，这些那个啊，东田间的东西和牲畜会死的话呢，我们会进到房子里，进到那个地下室里，让这个客厅的地板保护我们。
Now the Bible says this is going to happen again. There's going to be hail again.
所以圣经说呢，这样的还会发生，还会有冰雹。
We read about it in the book of Revelation.
我们在启示录里读到。
How heavy are the hailstones going to be?
因为就是那个冰雹得有多重。
Okay, little hailstone like that maybe weighs about, I don't know.
所以一个小。
How much is a hailstone the size of your fist weigh?
因为这个就是说一个小冰雹像这样，那么说那一个像你拳头这么大冰雹有多重呢
？About a pound.
一磅。
What are they going to weigh in the Book of Revelation?
那么在启示录里那个冰雹有多重
？Up to 100 pounds.
就是直到100磅。
So if you were walking outside and 100 pounds of hail hit you on the head, what would happen to you?
因为如果你在外面走路，一个100磅的冰雹砸到你头上，会发生什么
？Okay, that's the end of you. Bye bye.
所以呢，你就没了，拜拜。
That's coming.
这个会来的。
There will be a day here on this earth when the Lord will visit us with hail that heavy.
所以在地上会有这样一件事情发生，当那个时候那主呢再看地球的时候呢，有那么重的冰雹降下来。
And so the Lord is saying, listen, I have got to remind you people, you are wrong, you have punished my people, you've enslaved my people, let my people go, I'm God, and they're my people, I want them. And they said no, God said, I'll send hail.
因为我认为主说呢，我要就是说是那个惩罚你们，因为你们呢奴役我的百姓，你惩罚我的百姓，所以我一直警告你们。现在呢，我要降下冰雹来惩罚你们。
He who feared the word of the Lord, verse 20, among the servants of Pharaoh, made his servants and his livestock flee to the houses.
第二节说法老的臣仆中惧怕耶和华这话的便叫他的仆人和牲畜逃进家里来。
Do you fear the Lord?
你敬畏什么
?Well, hopefully you say yes.
我希望你这么说。
If you don't fear the Lord, you'd say, what's the matter with you?
所以呢如果你不敬畏神我说那你有什么毛病吗
?Verse 21, but he who did not regard the word of the Lord left his servants and livestock in the field.
第二十一节说，那不理耶和华这话的，就将他的仆人和牲畜留在田里。
Then the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand toward heaven, that there may be hail in all the land of Egypt, on man, on beast, on every herb of the field, throughout the land of Egypt." And Moses stretched out his rod toward heaven, and the Lord sent thunder and hail and fire darted to the ground, and the Lord rained hail on the land of Egypt.
第二十二节，耶和华对摩西说：“你向天伸手时，埃及遍地的人身上和兽身上，并田间各样菜蔬都有冰雹。摩西向天伸杖，耶和华就打了一下雹，在火闪的有火闪在地上，耶和华下雹在埃及地上。”
Does that sound scary?
这个看听起来是不是很可怕了
？Sometimes it rains so hard that you say, "Ah,、this is I don't like this."
所以有时候雨下得很大，你说那我不喜欢这样。
But the Lord not only sent hail, but he sent fire on the ground.
但主呢不仅仅是降下那个雹冰雹，而且降下火在地上。
All right, so I guess we're verse 24. So there was hail and fire mingled with the hail. so very heavy that there was none like it in all the land of Egypt since it became a nation.
第24节说呢，那时雹雨和掺杂，甚是厉害，自从埃及成国以来，遍地没有这样的。
And the hail struck throughout the whole land of Egypt, all that was in the field, both man and beast, and the hail struck every herb of the field, and broke every tree of the field. Only in the land of Goshen, there were where the children of Israel were, there was no hail.
第二十五节说，在埃及遍地暴击打了田间所有的人和兽，并一切菜收，又打坏田间的一切树木，唯独以色列人所住的歌山地没有冰雹。
Who side do you want to be on?
你想站在哪一边？
It's amazing, as you read through the Bible, to keep on saying, it's true, I want to be on God's side.
这个是非常有意思，当你读圣经的时候呢，这个是真的，我要站在神这一边。
How does he do that?
你怎么这么做？
Send hail here and no hail there.
所以他怎么做到的呢？在这里降下冰雹，那里不降。
Well, that's not too difficult for him.
对他来说，那不是很难。
You remember in the days when they were fighting the Canaanites for the land of Israel, the Jews found that the Lord sometimes fought with them.
因为你知道呢，当时呢，他们在那个迦南地的时候，跟迦南人打仗的时候呢，主呢有时候呢会给为他们去打。
And so the Lord sends, on this occasion, they went out with their sword and they slew a lot of them, and the Lord sent hail, and the hail fell as they were fighting them. The hail fell on the enemy, not on them, and more of the people of the enemy died because of the hail than because of the sword.
所以你知道呢，也有一种情况下呢，当时呢，他们和那个敌人在打仗的时候呢，以色列人呢用刀剑去杀他们的敌人。他们虽然杀了很多，但是呢，这个时候呢，主呢帮他们从天上降下冰雹。那么这个冰雹降下来的，只砸在他们的敌人身上，就是有他们呢，基本上是被冰雹和刀剑杀死的。
Who's in charge of the weather?
那谁来管天气？
The Lord is.
主在管。
I met a man a while ago, and he told me this story.
不久前碰到一个人，他告诉我这个故事。
He said, way back, probably in the 1970s or 80s, he said, I was smuggling Bibles across the border into, I believe, I can't remember what land it was, maybe even into the land of Hungary.
因为他说呢，就是说大概是70年代或者80年代时候呢，当时呢，他呢偷运圣经从一个边境说的运到一个国家，我不知道到底是哪里，有可能是匈牙利。He
said there were two of us in the car, in a car that's full of Bibles, and we were driving up to the border.
所以他们那两个人呢，就在车里，车里呢，整个车呢都装满了圣经，他们开到边界上去。And
he said to my friend, What are we going to do? How are we going to get through the border?
所以他的朋友说呢，我们怎么办呢？我们怎么能够穿过那个边境呢？
And the man said, let's pray. I'm not sure, but I'm sure the Lord wants us to take these Bibles to the other side.
所以那个人说让我们祷告，我不是很确定，就是主要不要我们把这些圣经送到那个边境的那一边。
And as they were driving along, all of a sudden, they saw this great big cloud and a thunderstorm.
因为他们开车的时候呢，突然呢就是乌云密布，来了就是闪电那个风暴。Terribly
heavy rain.
所以呢雨下的极大。And
so they drive up to the border, and the border guard is here, and they're out here in the rain.
因为他们开车呢，开到边境，边境那个守边境的卫兵呢站在这里，他们就站在车里。And
the border guard looks at them and says, "You can go."
所以那个边境卫兵说呢，看着他们说走走。
And he never did get wet, and he never did look in the car to see what was there. He just let send them on.
所以他不想呢被打湿，他也不去看检查车，他就说你走吧。
Romania was the country he was going to.
想起来是罗马尼亚他去的地方。
God is God. He's in charge of weather, and he can send and will send weather to suit him.
因为神呢，他就是神，他呢在掌管天气，他想降下什么就降下什么。
I can't remember where the story is from the First World War or the Second World War, but I think it was General Allenby. Was it Allenby? I can't remember his name now. Anyway, one of the generals was a general, was a wonderful Christian.
因为我不记得这故事发生在一次大战还是二次大战，他那个人的将军的名字呢记不得了，就说这就是一个将军呢，他呢。
And he said the king called for a time of prayer in the nation.
现在他让那个国王呢，在那个整个国家里都祷告。
And all the people in Britain, or many of the people in Britain, started earnestly to pray.
因为所有在那个大英帝国的所有的人呢，都开始呢诚恳的祷告。
And a few weeks later, the war was over.
几个星期以后呢，就是那个战争结束了。
And this general, the Christian, said, what happened was the Lord changed the weather.
因为这个将军他是个基督徒，他说呢，发生过的事情呢，是主呢改变了气候。
And instead of the weather being for us, against us as it used to be, the weather all became for us.
因为本来呢，这些气候呢对我们不利，那么说取而代之是说，所以气候对我们非常有利。God's
in charge.
神在掌控一切。
There was a day when Napoleon was going to fight, what was his name, at the Battle of Waterloo? My memory is shot.
Wellington.
Wellington, sure, Wellington, we'll use that. Anyway, Napoleon was going to fight him.
有一天呢，那拿破仑可能要跟那个威灵顿将军打仗。
And Napoleon said, we are going to fight them, and by dusk this evening, we will be victorious.
那么能说呢，就是我们要打，跟他们打仗，打仗呢，那么说呢，就是说是在这个黄昏的时候，我们会取得胜利。
And one of his generals said to him, Mr. Napoleon, you will be victorious if God wills that you are victorious. You can't tell God you're going to be the boss.
拿破仑的其中的一个将军跟他说呢，拿破仑，如果你想要赢的话呢，除非神想要赢，你不能代替神做决定。And
Napoleon said, I have said Wellington will be at my feet this evening.
所以拿破仑说呢，我说了，那个威灵顿将军必须跪在我的脚下，这个晚上。And
Napoleon had wonderful plans all worked out as to how he was going to be defeated.
所以拿破仑呢，有所有的这样的作战计划，这样他可以怎样打败那个他的对手。And
God sent rain.
所以神呢降下了雨。And
because of the rain, some of his forces were slow in getting to the next position.
所以因为下雨呢，他的一些那个部队呢，就是说是行动很慢，就到不了约定的地点。And
at the end of the day, Napoleon was at the feet of Wellington.
那个一天结束的时候呢，拿破仑呢就跪在那个威灵顿的脚下。God
is in charge.
神呢在掌控一切。Pharaoh,
don't be foolish enough to think that you can outsmart God.
所以呢，就是说是法老不要足够的愚蠢到一个程度，你可以去嘲讽神。All
right, verse 27.
第27节。
And Pharaoh sent and called for Moses and Aaron and said to them, I have sinned this time. The Lord is righteous, and I and my people are wicked.
第27节说，法老打发人召摩西、亚伦来的，他们说呢，这一次我犯罪了，耶和华是公义的，我和我的百姓是邪恶的。So,
the truth of God, the vengeance of God, the destruction of God finally got to this man.
因为就是神的真理，就是神的那个就是报复，最后呢降到这个人身上。He
said, entreat the Lord that there be maybe no more mighty thundering and hail, for it is enough. I will let you go, and you shall stay no longer.
第28节说，这雷轰和冰雹已经够了，请你们恳求耶和华，我就容你们去，不再留住你们。And
Moses said to him, as soon as I have gone out of the city, I will spread out my hands to the Lord. The thunder will cease. There will be no more hail, that you may know that the earth is the Lord's.
而且就是摩西对他说，我一出城就要向耶和华举手祷告，乃必止住，也不再有鞭炮，叫你知道全地都是耶和华的。
How did Moses and Aaron get out of the city?
因为摩西和亚伦是怎样出城的？
Did they have a hail-proof umbrella?
因为他们有一个呢，就是说是能够防冰雹的伞吗？
They did something, I don't know, the Lord may just have protected them, but they went out of the city before the hail stopped.
因为他们做了什么事情，还是我认为的主呢保护了他们，所以说他们在这冰雹止住之前，他们呢出了城。
Verse 30, but as for you and your servants, I know that you will not yet fear the Lord God.
第三节说，至于你和你的臣仆，我知道你们还是不惧怕耶和华神。
Almost sounds something like negotiations in a war, doesn't it?
基本上呢，看听起来像在战争中的一个谈判，是不是？
If you were at war, and you were negotiating with the enemy,Would you believe every word the enemy says to you?
如果你在战争中间，你和你的敌人的谈判，你能够相信你的敌人说的每一句话吗？
No.
不会。
No. On occasions like that, there's a lot of lying going on. And I think that Pharaoh thought that he was just dealing with somebody like himself, just a liar at the negotiation table.
这个里面的意思就是呢，在那种情况下呢，有大量的谎言。我认为呢，法老的他认为他的对手呢，跟他自己一样，是个惯于撒谎的，在谈判桌上。
And Moses turns to Pharaoh and says, "I've heard your promise that you're going to let us go, but frankly, I don't believe liars like you."
因为摩西呢，听到说呢，我听到过你说的，你让我们走，但是呢，坦率说，我不相信你这样一个说谎的人。
How bad was the plague?
这个灾有多糟?
Now the flax and the barley were struck, for the barley was in its head and the flax was in its bud.
第三十一节，那时麻和大麦被雹打击打，因为大麦已经吐穗，麻也开了花。
So you had rain.
所以他们有雨。
And you had hail.
有冰雹。
And you had fire.
有火。
And the crops, the flax and the, what was the other one? The flax and the barley were just about to be harvested and they were lost, all of it.
因为那些作物，农作物，麻和大麦，他们呢已经吐穗要开花了，但这些时候呢全被毁坏了。
But the wheat and the spelt were not struck, for they were late crops, so they hadn't sprouted yet.
这个第三十二节只是小麦和粗麦没有被击打，因为还没长成。
Verse 33, so Moses went out of the city of Pharaoh and spread out his hands to the Lord. Then the thunder and hail ceased, and the rain was not poured on the earth.
第三十三节，摩西离开法老出城，向耶和华举手祷告，雷和雹就止住了，雨也不再浇在地上。
And when Pharaoh saw that the rain, the hail, and the thunder had ceased, he sinned yet more, and he hardened his heart, he and his servants.
第三十四节，法老见雨和雹、雨雷止住，就越发犯罪，他和他的臣仆都硬着心。
So as we read these stories, we say to ourselves, how can people be so foolish?
当我们呢读这些故事的时候呢，我们对自己说，那人怎么可以愚蠢到这个程度？
And then sometimes we look back at our own life and we say, sometimes I've been foolish. Maybe I've never even asked the Lord to save me. Maybe I'm just like Pharaoh saying, I'll be okay. You hit me again, I'll still be okay. I'm okay.
这个里面呢，那所以呢，当我们回顾我们的人生的时候呢，我们知道呢，我们也是这么的愚蠢，因为我们没有请求主救我们，也有可能就是说我们像法老那样，就是说你一再的击打我，我会没事儿。
Verse 10, chapter 10 now. Now the Lord said to Moses, "Go into Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart and the hearts of his servants, that I may show these signs of my power before him."
第十章第一节说，耶和华对摩西说，你进法老那里去，我已经使他和他臣仆的心刚硬了，我也在他面前显我这神迹。
Who's taking the initiative in all this?
谁呢开始了这些东西？
And it's interesting, it's The Lord is taking the initiative, isn't it?
非常有意思，是主开始的这些，是不是？
Do you ever wonder what's going on in your life?
你是不是奇怪在你人生中发生的事情呢？
Some strange things happen.
有些奇怪事情发生了。
Is the Lord taking initiative in your life for good or for evil?
现在主呢，就是说是在这样的让在你的人生发生，是为了你的好处呢，还是为了你的坏处呢？
And the answer is maybe, verse 2, and that you may tell in your hearing, in the hearing of your son and your son's son, the mighty things I have done in Egypt, and my signs which I have done among them, that you may know that I am the Lord.
你答案是也许。那么第二节说，那并且你将我向埃及人所做的事和在他们中间所行的神迹传于你儿子和你儿子的儿子耳中，好叫你们知道我是耶和华。
Why this story?
为什么有这么个故事呢？
So that we'll all know.
所以所有人都知道。
This happened to Pharaoh. So that you and I could learn a lesson today.
这事情发生在法老身上，所以你我呢今天可以学到教训。
So, verse 3, Moses and Aaron came into Pharaoh and said to him, Thus saith the Lord God of the Hebrews, How long will you refuse to humble yourself before me? Let my people go, that they may serve me.
第三节说，摩西亚呢就进去见法老的，他说呢，耶和华希伯来人的神如此说，你在我面前不肯谦卑自己，要到几时呢？容我的百姓去，可以侍奉我。
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
所以这个很有道理。
Why would they do it?
他们为什么那么做？
Verse 4, or else.
所以呢，第七或者什么其他的事情。
When we were little children, we used to play games.
当我们是个小孩子的时候，我们通常玩游戏。
Sometimes the game was, you do this or else.
所以呢，就是有时候说呢，你做这些或者其他的。
And we used to laugh.
我们非常笑。
But when God says you do this or else, don't laugh.
所以当神说呢，你做这个，否则的话就不要笑了。
You hang on, you say, uh-oh.
你呢、就
是、How foolish to fight against God. God says, or else, I think he's got a bigger imagination than me. I think he can do something that's going to hurt.
所以呢就是说你呢坐下来想，你说哦，这是多么的愚蠢。如果说你的神跟你说你做这些否则的话呢，那么说你也不听的话呢，那是多么愚蠢。因为神的想象力呢要比你强得多，他可能做出来的事情是你想象不到的。
Verse 4, or else, if you refuse to let my people go, behold, tomorrow I will bring locusts into your territory.
第四节说呢，你若不肯容我的百姓去看呢，明天我要使蝗虫进入你的境内。
What are locusts?
蝗虫什么？
They're little grasshoppers, things like grasshoppers.
所以呢，就像那个草地里的那个蚱蜢，有点小的蚱蜢。
Are you afraid of a grasshopper?
你呢害怕那个蚱蜢吗？
No, I wouldn't be afraid of a grasshopper.
我不害怕蚱蜢。
Would you be afraid of 10 grasshoppers?
因为你呢就是害怕那个十个蚱蜢吗？
No.
我也不怕。
What if you had 100 grasshoppers?
如果有一百只蚱蜢你害怕吗？
What about 1,000 grasshoppers?
如果一千只蚱蜢呢？
You say, well, they'd be a nuisance, all right.
因为你说哦，这个不会好的。
Verse 5.
第五节
And they shall cover the face of the earth, so that no one will be able to see the earth. And they shall eat the residue of what is left, which remains to you from the hail. And they shall eat every tree which grows up for you out of the field.
第五节说，遍满地面，甚至看不见地，并且吃那冰雹所剩的和田间所长的一切树木。
How many locusts were there?
这里有多少蝗虫?
So many that you couldn't see the ground.
是多到你看不见地面。
You wouldn't know whether you were walking on the sidewalk or grass. It was only locusts.
因为你都不知道你是走在路旁还是草地上，因为到处都是蝗虫。
Okay, so they come. Verse 5, did I read that?
Yeah.
Okay. They shall eat, they shall cover the whole face of the earth. They shall eat the residue of what is left. Whatever was left after the hail, they ate.
所以呢，就是第六节说呢， 他们甚至看见地上，他们吃，他们不管什么，那个冰雹在留下的，他们看见什么吃什么。
And they ate the leaves off every tree.
他们把所有的树上的叶子都吃光了。
Verse 6. And they shall fill your houses, the houses of all your servants, and the houses of all the Egyptians, which neither your fathers nor your father's fathers have seen since the day that they were on the earth to this day. And he turned and went out from Pharaoh.
听这节说，那你的家和你所有臣仆的家，并且一切埃及人的家，都要被蝗虫占满了。自从你父辈和你的父辈的父辈的父辈在世以来，直到今天，没见过这样的灾。摩西就转身离开法老出去。
Where were the locusts?
那蝗虫在哪里？
Everywhere, outside and inside. They came through the doors, they came through the windows, they came through the cracks in the wall. They came in, and everywhere were locusts.
因为就是外面遍地都是，在家里呢，房子里到处都是。他们从门口进来，从窗户里进来，从墙的裂缝中进来，到处都是蝗虫。
That's going to happen, and then Moses turns and goes out from Pharaoh.
这个将要发生，所以呢，摩西呢就转身离开法老出去。
Is this beginning to get to Pharaoh's heart?
你这个能让法老伤心了吗？
Slowly,
有一点，
slowly.
一点点。
Why do people turn to Jesus so slowly? Doesn't make any sense at all.
为什么人呢？就是说，转向主耶稣基督这么慢呢？好像一点道理都没有。
So Pharaoh's servants turned to him. And verse 7, then Pharaoh's servant said to him, How long shall this man be a snare to us? Let the men go, that they may serve the Lord their God. Do you not yet know that Egypt is destroyed?
第七节法老淳朴对法老说，这人为我们的网罗要到几时呢？让这些人去侍奉耶和华他们的神吧。埃及已经败坏了，你还不知道吗？
What's left of Egypt?
你埃及还剩下什么？
Cattle are gone.
那牲畜没了。
The trees are gone.
树也没了。
A lot of the buildings have been destroyed.
很多的建筑物都被摧毁了。
The grass is gone.
草也都没了。
What's left?
还剩下什么呢？
Answer, not very much.
答案是没剩多少。
And so, even Pharaoh's servants are saying to him clearly,
就算那法老的臣仆呢，都对他清楚的去讲。
Egypt is destroyed.
埃及已经败坏了。
I marvel, you marvel at sin. You watch sin make its progress through the life, through the family, through a community. Absolute destruction, destruction, destruction.
因为这个里面呢，我感到惊奇，你们也应该感到惊奇。你去观察这个罪，这个罪呢，它的那个逐步的发展的过程，它从呢每个的家庭走到那个社区，走到整个的，就是说是那个国家，全部都每到一个地方都败坏。
The devil's got many names. One of them is the destroyer.
因为魔鬼有很多名字，一个其中一个名字是毁灭者。
He's called Apollyon, he's called Abaddon, I believe, and both of those names mean destroyer. Don't let the devil in your life.
他被称作 Apollyon， 还有其他的坏的名字，所以这所有的名字呢，那都是意思都是一样的，就是毁灭者，不要让魔鬼进入你的人生。
So, interestingly, before this plague arrives, verse 8, so Moses and Aaron were brought again to Pharaoh. He listened to his wise men, his servants, and he said to them, you go serve the Lord your God, but who are the ones that are going?
里面有意思，第八节那时候呢，于是摩西亚伦被召回来见法老，法老对他们说呢，你们去侍奉耶和华你们的神，但那要去的是谁呢？
And Moses said,We will go with our young and our old, with our sons and with our daughters, with our flocks and our herds, we will go, for we must hold a feast to the Lord.
第九节说摩西说我要和我们老的少的儿子女儿们去，且把羊群牛群一起带去，因为我们务要向耶和华守节。
Then he said to them, the Lord had better be with you when I let you go and your little ones go. Beware, for evil is ahead of you.
第十节说那法老对他们说呢，我容你们和你们的孩子去的时候，耶和华与你们同在吧。
Not so, go now, you who are men, and serve the Lord, for that is what you desired.
也就是说，不可都去，你们男人去侍奉耶和华吧，因为这是你们所求的。
He's basically saying the men can go, but don't let the women go, the children go, and don't let the cattle go.
基本上说呢，男人可以去，但是呢，不要让女人们，不要让孩子们去，牲口也不能去。
It's amazing to me how continually this particular man, Pharaoh, is negotiating with God.
对我来说感到非常的惊奇，这个称之为法老的这个人呢，不断的去和神讲价。
Very important principle here. Don't try to negotiate with God.
所以这里有一个非常重要的原则，试都不要试着去和神讲价。You
say to God, God, if you do this, I will do that.
你跟神说，神了，如果您做这，我就做这。If
you do this, I'll obey you.
如果你这么做，我就顺服你。Don't
be like that.
不要像那样。You
say, you said, I should do it, I will do it.
你说呢？你说我应该去做，我就会去做。
You can't negotiate with God and win.
你不可能跟神讲价而且赢了。So, verse
12, I guess it is. Then the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand over the land of Egypt for the locusts, that they may come upon the land of Egypt and eat every herb of the land. All that the hail has left.
第二节呢，耶和华对摩西说呢，你向埃及地伸手，使蝗虫到埃及地上来，吃地上一切的菜蔬，就是冰雹所剩的。So
Moses stretched out his rod over the land of Egypt, and the Lord brought an east wind on the land all that day and all that night. And when it was morning, the east wind brought the locusts.
第三节说呢，摩西就向埃及地伸杖。 那一昼一夜，耶和华使东风刮在埃及地上，到了早晨，东风把蝗虫刮了来。And
the locusts went up over all the land of Egypt and rested on all the territory of Egypt. They were very severe. Previously, there had been no such locusts as they, nor shall there be such after them.
于是也说，蝗虫上来，落在埃及地的四境，甚是厉害，以前没有这样的，以后也必没有。
For they covered the face of the whole earth, so that the land was darkened, and they ate every herb of the land, and all the fruit of the trees which the hail had left, so there remained nothing green on the trees or on the plants of the field throughout all the land of Egypt. Nothing green left.
因为呢，这蝗虫遍满地面，甚至地都黑暗了，又吃地上一切的菜蔬和冰雹所剩树上的果子。埃及遍地，无论是树木，是田间的蔬菜，连一点青的也没留下，所以连一点青的都没有。A
little note, the foot in my Bible simply says this, that the density of the locust may have been
130 million locusts per square mile.
All right, verse 16, then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron in haste.
于是那节说，于是法老急忙招了摩西亚人来。
He'd done this before.
他这以前这么也干过。
Right now he's in haste, he's saying, he's calling, and he says, I have sinned against the Lord your God, and against you. Now therefore, please forgive my sin, only this once, and entreat the Lord your God that he may take away from me this death only.
耶律历史呢就说呢他以前也招过摩西法亚呢这次呢他急忙招了说呢我的耶和华你们的神也得罪了你们现在求你只这一次饶恕我的罪求耶和华你们的神使我脱离这一次的死亡
And so he says in verse 17, now therefore, please forgive my sin, only this once.
也就是在第十七节他说呢，求你呢，饶恕我的罪，只这一次。
He's basically saying, I'm a sinner. This one sin, this is really bad. Forgive me. Please forgive me. Please forgive me.
那意思是我这个罪人，我只能犯了一次罪，所以这个罪呢非常的糟，所以呢，求你饶恕我，饶恕我。
What's wrong with this?
这个有什么不对？
Well, he's asking Moses to forgive him.
他要求摩西饶恕他。
He should have been asking God to forgive him, shouldn't he?
他应该呢求神饶恕他，是不是呢？
He's saying, forgive me only this once.
他说呢只这一次。
What's he mean by that?
这个什么意思？
Well, I'm not sure, but probably he said, I don't sin very often, but I have sinned this time.
因为我不是很确定，他可能说呢，我不经常犯罯，这可能就是这次呢犯了罪。
Some people believe that if you simply confess your sins, everything's going to be fine.
有些人相信呢，如果你简单的就是承认一下罪呢，一切都没事了。
And I've told you probably before, sometimes I say to a child, that was wrong.
因为以前可能跟你们讲过，就是说我有时候呢，我告诉一个孩子说你做错了。
You shouldn't have done that.
你不该那么做。
I say, what do you say now?
我说你现在该说什么？
And they say, sorry.
他们说对不起。
I say, what was that? Sorry.
我说你说什么？对不起。
Are you sorry?
你真对不起吗？
Yes.
是吧？
What are you sorry for?
你为什么道歉？
I don't know.
那我不知道。
It's easy to have the words of repentance.
所以去说悔改非常容易。
The Lord is looking for the heart of repentance.
所以主呢，寻求的是你内心的悔改。
Don't pretend that just because you said some words, everything is fine.
所以呢，不要呢假装，因为你说那些话，一切都没事了。
And Moses, in humility, listens to Pharaoh. And so verse 18 says, so he went out from Pharaoh and entreated the Lord. And the Lord turned a very strong west wind, which took the locusts away and blew them into the Red Sea. There remained not one locust in all the territory of Egypt.
因为摩西呢，足够的谦卑听了法老的话，所以第十八节说，摩西建立个法老，祈求耶和华，耶和华转他极大的疾风，把蝗虫刮起，收入红海，埃及的四境连一个也没留下。How
many locusts were left?
有多少个蝗虫留下了呢？
130 million per square mile, and not one left.
1,300,000就是每平方英里上的蝗虫，一个都没有。God
is God for many reasons.
神是有很多原因，因为他是神。He
does what is right.
他做对的事情。But
he often does it in such a way that it's obvious that God has done it.
通常呢，他去做这样一个事情的这样的方式呢，就是这个事情明显是神做的。
No way that all that is going to come in on the east wind and go out on the west wind unless God had done it.
没任何人可以做到这一点，让东风吹进来，西风刮没了，只有神做得到。But
the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he did not let the children of Israel go.
但是耶和华使法老的心刚硬，不容以色列人去。
So the question now is, what is meant by the fact that the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart?
现在问题是呢，就是这个事实上呢，主使法老的心硬，这是个什么意思呢？
If the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, who is guilty?
所以那个如果主让法老的心硬，那么谁是有错的？
Answer, Pharaoh.
答案是法老。
The Lord hardened his heart. Why did he harden his heart?
所以主呢使他心硬，那么是为什么主要使他心硬呢？
Because Pharaoh had said, no, 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 no.
因为法老说呢, 不, 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 不,
And he completely told the Lord that he was going to go his way. And the Lord says, oh, all right, I'm going to send something else to you, and I'm not even going to let you repent.
因为这法老呢一直继续照着他自己的路呢走下去，那么说呢对主一直说不，那么说主说那好吧，那么我现在降下东西在你身上，你甚至连悔改的机会都没有。
The principle of scripture is simple. You say no to the Lord often enough, and you will lose your ability to say yes.
因为圣经里的这个原则呢非常简单，如果呢你持续的跟神说不，说到一个足够的程度上呢，你就没有那个能力说是了。Verse
21, then the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand toward heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, darkness which may even be felt.
第二一节说耶和华对摩西说你向天伸手使埃及地黑暗，这黑暗似乎摸得着。
Sometimes people ask the question,
有时候人问一些问题,
what's it going to be like to be in hell?
地狱是什么样子?
And the answer is, in part, going to be something like the land of Egypt was after all these plagues fell upon them.
因为除了其他的事情以外呢，就是答案是就有点像那个，就是说在埃及所有的灾祸降到他们身上以后的样子。Remember,
one of the restrictions or one of the descriptions of hell is the blackness of darkness forever.
因为你知道呢，在地狱的一个描述呢，就是说是里面的那个黑和黑暗是永恒的。Pretty
scary.
非常令人恐惧。No
hope for light.
就是你连光的盼望都没有。Jesus
said, I am the light of the world.
耶稣说我是世界的光。What
is the opposite of Jesus?
所以主耶稣基督的对立面是什么?
The blackness of darkness forever.
所以呢就是永恒的黑和黑暗。Wow,
how bad is it?
哇,有多么的糟?
A darkness which may even be felt.
所以呢这个黑暗你似乎摸得着。Well,
you don't understand that. I don't understand that.
你们不能理解,我也理解不了。
Okay, all I know for sure is I wouldn't want it.
我很确定的是呢, 我不想这样。
Verse 22, so Moses stretched out his hand toward heaven, and there was thick darkness in all the land of Egypt for 3 days.
第二节, 摩西向天伸手, 埃及遍地就漆黑了三天。
They did not see one another.
他们都互相不能看见,
nor did anyone rise from his place for 3 days.
这三天之久谁也不敢起来离开本处。
But all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings.
唯有以色列人的住处都有亮光。
What a delightful contrast.
这是一个多么令人欣慰的对比。
Where did the children of Israel have light?
那么那些以色列人他们在哪里有光呢?
Out on the street?
在街上?
No.
不是。
They had children in their dwellings. They had light in their dwellings. They were in their homes. It was light.
因为他们的住处都有光。如果他们待在家里就有光。
Some of us know the blessings of a Christian home.
有些人知道呢关于基督徒的家里的那些福气。
Lots of darkness outside.
外面很多的黑暗,
lots of light in the house.
大量的光在房子里。
When we were children, Norma and I used to like to go home.
因为当我们是孩子的时候, Norma和我呢, 很喜欢回家。
Home was a nice place.
家是个非常好的地方。
Home was a happy place.
家是个幸福的地方。
It wasn't a terribly rich place.
并不是非常富有的地方。
But we had everything we needed and far more.
但是我们有我们所需要的，还有远远超过我们需要的。
And there's a sense in which we had light in our dwellings.
就是这个意义上呢，说在我们的住处有光。
You let the Lord Jesus rule in your heart, and you'll have light in your heart, and you fill your family with the love of Jesus, you'll have light in your homes. Hallelujah.
你让主耶稣基督呢进你的内心，你爱主耶稣基督，在你内心呢就是有光。那么说呢，就是说是通过你内心的光呢，你去传到你的家里，你家里就有光，把主耶稣基督全家家里光。哈利路亚。
I guess the contrast is wonderful. The world was in a terrible mess, but the people of God.Had light and peace and food in their homes.
所以我认为这呢，这是一个非常的鲜明的对比。那个整个世界乱成一糟，但是主的百姓呢，他们的家里有平安，有亮光，有食物。
Then Pharaoh, verse 24, called Moses and said, "Go, serve the Lord. Only let your flocks and your herds be kept back. Let your little ones also go with you."
二十四节，法老就找某些来说呢，你们去侍奉耶和华，只是你们的羊群和牛群要留下，你们的孩子可以和你们同去。
And you and I say, Pharaoh, quit negotiating with God.
所以你我都说呢，法老不要跟神讨价还价了。
Moses said, you must also give us sacrifices and burnt offerings that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God. Our livestock also shall go with us.Not a hoof shall be left behind, for we must take some of them to serve the Lord our God, and even we do not know with what we must serve the Lord until we arrive.
第二十五节，摩西说：“你总要把祭物和燔祭的牲口交给我们，使我们可以向耶和华我们的神献祭。我们的牲畜也要带去，连一蹄也不留下，因为我们要从其中取出来侍奉耶和华我们的神。我们未到那里，还不知道用什么侍奉耶和华。”
You're going to serve the Lord? You're going to follow the Lord?
你要服侍主，你要跟从主吗？
How much of you are you going to take when you go to follow the Lord?
因为就是说，如果你要准备跟从主，你要花多大的代价？
And when I was younger, there was a popular little booklet that went around that basically talked about the Christian having a house and it's full of rooms.
因为就是说，当我还是个小孩的时候呢，有一个非常流行的一本书，一个书呢就是说是基督徒的有一个房子，房子里有很多房间。
And so you invite the Lord into the house.
所以你邀请主进你的房。
And you say, Lord, I want you in my life. You come into my house, please.
因为你说的主呢，我要您呢进入我的人生，来到我家里吧。
And there's 10 rooms in your house.
在你家里有十个房间。
And so you say, Lord, you just make yourself at home.
所以你说主啊，你自己挑吧。
But I don't want you to go into that room.
但是呢，这间房间你别进去。
As a matter of fact, no, you can't go into that room either.
另外的那间房子也不能进。
There's 10 rooms here, Lord. You can have all 7 rooms. Just leave 3 rooms for me.
因为主啊，这里有十个房间呢，其他的7个房间你随便挑，把3个房间留给我就行了。
Is that a good deal?
这是个好的交易吗
？No.
不是。
Jesus is going to have all 3 rooms, all 10 rooms.
所以主耶稣基督应该拥有所有的10个房间。
And I heard the other story, probably told you that one about the fact that.A man got himself a really brand new car. Been wanting it for years. He got this really, really, really nice car.
因为呢，我以前可能在跟大家讲过这个故事。这个故事是一个人呢，他得到了一个崭新的一辆车。他期待这个车呢很多年了，所以这个车是非常非常崭新的一辆车。
This is a make-believe story. It's not a true story. It's a make-believe story.
这个人呢，就是编的故事，不是个真故事。
So he's driving down the street and he sees the Lord Jesus on the sidewalk walking.
因为他在车上开车呢，他看到主耶稣基督在人行道上走路。
So he says to himself, "He's going my way. He pulled over the side of the road, rolled the window down. He said, "Lord Jesus, would you like a ride?"
因为他说主耶稣基督跟我去的是同一个方向，所以呢，他把车停在路边呢，把那个窗户摇下来说， 主耶稣啊，你我带你一路吧，带你一程吧。
And the Lord says, yeah, matter of fact, I'd like to ride with you.
你主说是，是我想来跟你一起。
So he reaches over and throws the door open.
所以他把手伸过去呢，把那个车门打开。
And the Lord walks around the front of the car to the driver's side.
所以主呢，从他一个车头前绕过去，走到司机这一边。
And he stands there, waiting for the man to open the driver's side and let Jesus drive, and he's going to sit in the passenger seat.
所以呢，就是主呢站在那里，他等着那个人呢把驾驶座位的这个门打开，然后那个人呢坐到副驾驶上。
That's the lesson you got to learn, Pharaoh.
这完了，这就是你要学的功课。
Jesus.Christ is Lord.
主耶稣基督，他是主。
He's got the keys to all the rooms.
他呢，就是有所有房间的钥匙。
And if he's going to go with you, he's going to drive.
如果他跟你一起走，那他要来开车。
And if he doesn't drive, you're going to crash.
如果他不开车的话呢，你就会撞毁。
Pharaoh, you got to learn that.
完了，你必须学习这一点。
All right. So, You gotta tell me where we are now, because I keep getting carried away.
27.
Okay, thank you. Roy, you do a good job. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he would not let them go.
那个继续说，但耶和华是法老的心刚硬，不肯让他们去。
That verse 28, then Pharaoh said, Get away from me.Take heed to yourselves and see my face no more, for in the day you see my face, you shall die.
六十八节，法老对摩西说：“你离开我去吧，你要小心，不要再见我的面，因为你见我的面的那日，你就必死。”
Pharaoh says, "I'm sick and tired of trying to negotiate with you."
所以法老说呢，我已经厌恶了，已经疲倦了，跟你讨价还价。
Next time I see you, I'm going to kill you.
下一次呢，我见到你，我要杀人。
A lot of people like that in life.
在人生里，很多人是这样的。
But the devil is certainly like that.
那魔鬼肯定是这样的。
He says, "Listen, I'm going to get you."
他说：“听好了，我会抓住你的。”
Verse 29, Moses said, "You have well spoken. I will never see your face again."
第二节，摩西说呢：“你说的好。”我必不再见你的面了。
Don't ever say anything foolish to God.
永远不要对神说一些愚蠢的话。
Don't ever say, God, if you don't do this, I will.
永远不要对神说那什么，如果您不这么做，我会。
I sat beside her on the bus.
我那也是呢，站在等公交车。
I said, "Do you believe in God?"
我说呢，你相信神吗
？She said, "No."
她说不。
I said, "Why?"
她说为什么
？She said, "Because I asked God to do this, and I told him if he did that, I'd serve him, and if he didn't, I wouldn't speak to him again, and he didn't do it."
他说我跟谁说呢？如果呢，您呢做这件事情呢，我会服侍你。那么说呢，你如果不做这件事情的话呢，我永远不再会跟你说话了。
How foolish! Why is this story in the Bible?
这是多么愚蠢！为什么圣经里要有这么多故事
？Because so many of us are like Pharaoh.
因为我们很多人都像法老一样。
What happens next?
下一步发生什么
Verse 11. And the Lord said to Moses, I will bring yet one more plague on Pharaoh and on Egypt. Afterward, he will let you go out from here. When he lets you go, he will surely drive you out of here altogether.
11章第一节，耶和华对摩西说，我再使一样的灾殃临到法老和埃及，然后他必容你们离开这地，他容你们去的时候，必要催逼你们都从这地出去。
Have you ever noticed in life?
有没有注意到在人生里呢?
There's never a final chapter.
就永远没有最后一章呢?
What's going to come next?
下一步会什么?
God's got it all figured out.
神呢把一切都就好了。
And so we go to God and we say, Lord, this is difficult, this is awkward, what's next?
因为我们去到神的那时候神呢这个呢就是说是太难了这个呢太长发生了下一步是什么呢?
By the grace of God. If you trust the Lord, if we follow the Lord, He's got a good next chapter for us.
所以借着神的恩典,如果你去相信神,你信靠人呢,神给你人生的下一章呢,非常的美。
So he says, here's my plan for the children of Israel, Moses. Speak now in the hearing of the people, that is in the hearing of the Jewish people. Let every man ask from his neighbor and every woman from her neighbor articles of silver and articles of gold.
今天主说呢,我跟你们有个计划,就是你要传一百姓,这些百姓就是以色列的百姓,你要传百姓的耳中,在他们男女个人向您说,要金器银器。
And the Lord gave people favor in the sight of Egyptians. Moreover, the man Moses was very great in the land of Egypt, in the sight of Pharaoh's servants, and in the sight of the people.
第三节说,耶和华就百姓在埃及人眼前蒙恩,并且摩西在埃及地法老臣仆和百姓眼中看为极大。
And you can imagine that Moses walks down the street. What are the people going to do?
你可以想象一下,当那个摩西在街上走路的时候,那些人会怎么做?
Well, after all the nine plagues, you can imagine a lot of them saw Moses coming and they turned around and ran away.
因为在七个灾祸以后,你可以去想象,当他们看见摩西在街上走路的时候,他们就转身就跑。
And Moses told the people and said, Thus said the Lord, about midnight, I will go out into the midst of Egypt, and all the firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sits on his throne, even to the firstborn of the maidservant who is behind the handmill, and all the firstborn of beasts.
第六里面的第四节说,摩西说,耶和华如此说,约到半夜,我必出去进入埃及,凡在埃及地从做宝座的到法老,从做宝座的法老直到末子后的女仆,所有的长子以及一切投身的走兽都必死。
Remember, Moses had said to them that the Lord had said, Israel, all these people who are your slaves, they are my firstborn. And if you won't give me my firstborn, I will kill your firstborn.
所以你们大家记得那个主呢对法老说呢，就说是你所有的在埃及的受奴役的我的百姓都是我的长子。如果呢你不交出我的长子，我会杀掉你们整个埃及的所有人的长子。
And so he told them that way back at the beginning of the first plague. He said, if you don't let my firstborn go, I will kill your firstborn.
因为他追溯到第一灾的时候,主就已经告诉过他们,说如果你不让我的长子走,我会杀害你的长子。
Moses said, verse 6, then there shall be a great cry throughout all the land of Egypt, such as was not like it before, nor shall be like it again.
第六节说,埃及遍地必有大哀哭,从前没有这样的,后来也并没有。
Imagine, every home in the nation lost their firstborn.
你想象一下,在这个国家的每一家的长子都死了。
Verse 7, but against none of the children of Israel shall a dog move his tongue, against man or beast, that you may know that the Lord does make a difference between the Egyptians and Israel.
第六个第七节说呢,至于以色列人,无论是人是兽,连狗也不敢向他们摇舌,好像你们知道,耶和华让埃及人和以色列有分别。
And Moses says to them, and all these your servants shall come down to me, and bow down to me, saying, get out, and all the people who follow you, after that I will let you go. Then he went out from Pharaoh in great anger.
第八节说, 你这一切臣仆都要俯伏来见我, 求你和跟从你的百姓都出去，然后我要出去。于是摩西愤怒地离开法老出去了。
So, verse 29 of the previous chapter, Moses said, you will never, you have well spoken, I will never see your face again.
第九节就是说那个摩西说呢，你说了好，我不再见你的面，就是上一章说的。
But this is the conclusion of that discussion, and therefore, at the end of verse 8, chapter 11, he went out from Pharaoh in great anger.
这个呢，就是在这里呢，是做出了一个结论，为前面的第八节的最后一部分说呢，于是摩西愤怒的离开法老出去了。
Pharaoh, this is the deal.
法老，这个是个这个交易。
All right, so verse 9, but the Lord said to Moses, Pharaoh will not heed you.So that my wonders may be multiplied in the land of Egypt.
第九节说，那耶和华对摩西说，法老必不听你们，使我的启示在埃及地多起来。
So Moses and Aaron did all these wonders before Pharaoh, and the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he did not let the children of Israel go out of his land.
第十节说，摩西亚人在法老面前行了这一切启示，耶和华使法老的心刚硬，不容以色列人出离他们的地。
Even though he had been told that he and all the Egyptians were going to lose their firstborn.
就算他们已经被告知他和所有的他的百姓都会失去他们的长子。
What's next?
下一步什么呢？
For the world that we know.
所以呢，这个我们认识的这个世界。
Answer, it's appointed unto men once to die, and after death, the judgment. That's what lies ahead.
所以答案就是这样的，人命定都有一死，死后有审判，这整个世界面临的，在前面等着他们的。
Well, pretty obvious that it's appointed unto men once to die.Everybody we've ever known has died.
这个里面呢是非常的明显的，每个人定都有一死，每个人都知道他会死。
Therefore, what do? You prepare.
那应该怎么做呢？你应该准备。
I heard the story. I guess maybe I should tell you I was going to tell you the whole truth, but I can't remember.Somebody died recently.
因为听到一个故事，故事呢，我本来准备把整个的细节讲给你听，但是我就记不得了。有个人呢，最近死了。
And I think it was the son who said to his mother, "If you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, He'll take you to heaven."
所以有人他的儿子呢，跟他妈妈说呢，如果你相信。主耶稣基督为你救主，他会带你去天堂。
She couldn't talk.
但她不能说话。
But she blinked.
但她可以眨眼。
In answer to his question, and she wept.
但她可以眨眼，她为了回答他的问题呢，她眼泪流出来了。
And a couple of days later, she died.
几天以后她死了。
Okay, that's a good news story.
这是一个好的新故事。
Why let it go so late?
为什么要等到这么晚？
You've been warned and warned and warned and warned and warned and warned and warned. You would think that Pharaoh would say, "Okay, everything's fine. I'll do it now."
因为有时候是烦恼呢，你被警告、警告、警告、警告、警告、警告、警告了这么多次，那么你认为烦恼说呢，这一切都没事儿，我会做吗？
God hardened Pharaoh's heart, and Pharaoh let God harden his heart.
所以神呢使法老心刚硬，法老也让神使他心刚硬。
All right, so this is now going to be a big deal. All the other plagues were inconveniences for Pharaoh and something to either suffer under or look at for the Egyptians, for the Israelites. But now they're going to be let go.They're going to move. So now the instruction is to the Israelites, how are you going to prepare for the move and how are you going to go?
因为里面呢，就是有一个大的事情要发生，在这所有的这些灾祸以后呢，给那个埃及人造成了这样那样的不方便。那么说呢，现在法老可能要让以色列人走了。那么说呢，以色列人呢，你们要准备好，准备好呢，你们要走去到哪里，怎么走？
Chapter 12. Now the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, This month shall be your beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you.
第十二章第一节说呢，耶和华在埃及告诉摩西亚伦说呢，你们要以本月为正月，为一年的第一个月。
When the Lord Jesus Christ saves you and delivers you from the power of Pharaoh or from the sovereignty of Satan, it's a beginning of a new year.
但主耶稣基督拯救了你从法老统治下，或者说从那个撒旦的主权下把你拯救出来，那么这一年呢，就是你的第一年的第一个月。
So Moses says, This is what's going to happen. You're going to be freed from Pharaoh. You better get used to it. You better get organized. You better plan for it. This is what you've got to do.
所以呢，摩西呢对以色列人说呢，你们现在要从法老的下面得自由了。那么说呢，你们要去准备，你们要去做计划，你们要习惯以后这样的事情。
It'll be a new life for you. You won't be in slavery anymore.
你能不能对你们来说是新的人生，你们不再做奴隶了。
And when you become a Christian, it'll be a new life. You won't be enslaved to the devil anymore. You'll be serving the Lord, brand new life.
因为当你呢成为基督徒以后呢，你就有了一个新的人生，你就不再那个去是撒旦的奴仆了，你要去服侍主，你会有一个新的人生。
So verse 3, speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, On the 10th day of this month, every man shall take for himself a lamb, according to the house of his father, a lamb for a household.
第三节说呢，你们对以色列全会众说呢，本月初十日，个人要按照他们的父家起羊羔，一家一只。
He says you're going to go free.
那你们要自由的离开。
And the first thing associated with your freedom is going to be that you take a lamb.
因为就是首先呢，你们就是得自由的第一件要做的事情呢，要取一只羊羔。
Well, you think there's a lot of other things you'd have to do before you got a lamb.
你认为呢，就是除了你在你得到这只羊羔之前呢，你还有很多的事情要做。
But God does things in our lives in such a way as we can begin to understand Him, and importantly, that we can recognize that He is behind what we're doing. And so, lest we forget that, we've got a ceremony now that they're going to have to go through before they're delivered.
因为里面的神呢，通常呢，他在你的人生里做的那样的事情呢，就是说他让你知道神呢做这一些事情呢，就是说是都是他在掌控在后面让这一切发生的。那么说呢，这样的事情呢，在你离开之前呢，首先呢要做一个仪式。
And so he's going to give them now a ceremony as to what they're going to have to do, and it's probably a ceremony that they don't fully understand.
因为现在呢，他呢要给他们一个仪式，要他们去做。这种仪式呢，就是有可能呢是他们不能完全理解的。
Why would they do it?
他们为什么要这样做？
Well, they would do things they didn't fully understand simply because they knew that it was God who was asking it.
所以他们去做那些事情，他们不完全理解的呢，这样他们就知道是他们就理解是神让他们做的。
So we're going to get into the details next week, but let me remind you of this, that God, when He starts to do a good work in your life, is going to be asking you to do things you don't fully understand.
因为里面我们下个星期要学到很所有的细节，让我提醒一下大家，当神呢，就是要在你的人生是做一些事情呢，就是为了让你去圣父呢，他会让你去做一些你不能完全理解的事情。
And the only reason you do it is because you know He's God, and you know He's good, and you know that if you do what He wants, then you'll get what you need.
因为唯一的原因呢，你去做呢，就是说，因为你知道是神让你去做的，是神呢，就是啊，他是神，就是唯一呢，你只有照着这种方式去做，才能得到你需要的。So
all of this is a great prelude to the deliverance that God is going to bring them.
所有这些呢，都是一个前奏，就是神呢准备去啊拯救他们出来。
All right, well, let's have a word of prayer, and the Lord will bless us again for this afternoon.
用来祷告，然后呢，祈求主呢，今天下午呢，赐福我们。
Lord, we're thankful that you bring Pharaoh to the end of himself, and we're thankful that the children of Israel were patient enough to wait until Pharaoh was brought down.
主啊，我们感谢您，感谢您呢，就是把法老呢带到这一个终极的结局。然后我们感谢呢，就是你让以色列人呢有足够的耐心，直到法老被扳倒。Lord,
may we all learn, we pray, from the folly of this man Pharaoh, who said, "I can negotiate with God. I can tell God what to do. I'm the boss."
主啊，愿我们每个人呢，都从这样一个叫法老的人，他这样的愚蠢的东西里面学到功课。因为法老说呢，我是老板，我是主宰一切，我可以跟神呢讨价还价，我可以告诉神我做什么。So
we give thanks now for your provision to us and for us. We pray that you'll bless us today, help us to learn and to obey.
所以我们感谢您呢，就是说是给我们的这供应，通过我们的供应，所以呢，我们的祷告是呢，我们就是要完完全全的顺服您。And
we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们先献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.